after the results of the Supreme Court, people were not surprised because for the first time the CENI, about the first results, Alpha Conde and Asselineau Diallo were the two candidates who were qualified for the second step of the presidential election. Sidya Touré, he was the third. So about Alpha Conde and Asselineau Diallo, people knew that there are the two candidates who will go for the second step.
Mamadou, you are saying that Guineans are not surprised by the Supreme Court decision. Sidya Touré has been arguing that he felt he was supposed to come second. Something happened and he came third.
I think the Supreme Court do a good work because they delayed the vote of Ratoma and Matam and Kankan, three electoral circumscriptions, because the CENI didn't give them the results about this area.
Sidya Touré and the other losing candidates, do you think they are going to support either Selu Diallo or Alpha Conde?
About Sidya Touré and Lasala Kouyaté, I think that the both will support Selu Diallo because Sidya Touré said that Sekouba Konaté and the CENI helped Alpha Conde against him. I don't think that he will go behind Alpha Conde after saying that. So if Sidya has to support someone, I think it will be Selu Diallo.
We have been hearing that the decision to support somebody in the runoff, this could be done on ethnic grounds.
I think that Sidya Touré's people who are behind him are Soussou people from Conakry and Boké, because his ethnic group, Jakanke, is a minority. Those Soussou people, Alpha Condé is trying to get them, because Alpha Condé was born in Boké, a Soussou town. So even if Sidya called people to support Selu Diallo, who is a Fulani, those Soussou people won't do that.
You said earlier that about 13 political parties are supporting Mr. Conde. How do people view Mr. Conde? I know that Mr. Conde had been living out of Guinea. Do people feel he's part of them, or how do they see Mr. Alpha Conde?
Those political parties which are supporting Alpha Conde are composed in majority of Mandingo political leaders, ethnics, and they are against Selu Diallo because Selu Diallo was a member of Lansana Conte's government. So they think that Selu Diallo is corrupt, so he will not rule the country in good way.
I want you to put on your thinking cap. In the runoff election, which of the two candidates do you think stands a chance to be the next president or prime minister of Guinea?
I think that Selu Diallo is in good position to win the election.